teams obviously have a huge fan base because for the second year in a row, you voted us out to cover Notre Dame Cathedral Mountain against Chagrin Falls. This year, however, the Cleveland Browns High School Game of the Week presented by PNC Bank is out at Lions Field, but the outcome was the same as NDCL defeated the Tigers with a final score of 44-10. John, looking back at tonight's game, NDCL started off strong, but what did you see that helped them get the victory in the end?
Well, their offense really fired on all cylinders all game long. Their offensive line was able to create huge runs for the running back to score multiple touchdowns and kept the quarterback upright all night so he could throw four touchdowns. It was just an all-around great team effort.
We couldn't have done anything without the line. Those guys are over there. They're not the biggest guys around, but they're fighters, and nothing happens without them. And my receivers caught every ball, even the balls they maybe shouldn't have caught. So it was just a good group effort all around. We knew they were a good team. They lost last week, but we knew they had a tough opponent and they would come out to play this week. So we knew we just had to focus on Chagrin and play hard.
The NDCL Lions started off with a roar, scoring on their first drive of the game with a 42-yard reception to Aaron Hammer. Chagrin Falls got points on the board with a field goal, but NDCL answered back with a 30-yard reception for a touchdown to Aaron Hammer, followed by a 67-yard rushing touchdown by Harrison Richardson. The Lions' defense held Chagrin Falls to 0 points in the second half, and the offense tallied three more touchdowns, securing their victory in tonight's matchup.
The key is to improve every week. As I said to our guys at the end of the day, you know, our task every day is to play against NDCL. You know, we don't play Chagrin, we don't play South, we don't play University School next week. What we really do is we play NDCL. I mean, we're playing it against our potential. And if we can continue to do that and improve, we have a chance to be a nice football team. TJ's worked very hard. From the day that I met him, you know, he's been determined to understand football and to really have a grasp of what is a pretty sophisticated offense. And he has complete control of it. And he's able to come off the field and say, okay, I missed that read or I got that read. And he's now able to self-diagnose. I do very little coaching of him at this point because he understands what he has to do. And that's what you want in a senior. You want to be a little bit less coaching and a little bit more of players executing and knowing what they're doing. And that's what makes it fun.
Our first and 10 play of the game came at the beginning of the second half when number 32, Rob Cooney, intercepted the ball, setting his team up for another scoring drive. Mother Nature ended up providing us a perfect night for football weather. Thanks for joining us, and remember to log on each week to clevelandbrowns.com/community to vote for the matchup you want to see us cover. For John LaForce, I'm Elizabeth Nennelly. See you next week. Tune in Saturday morning for the Cleveland Browns High School Football Show presented by PNC Bank, a one-hour program that airs 7 a.m. on ESPN 850 WKNR. The Cleveland Browns are committed to making the game of football better and safer through Heads Up Football. Go to usafootball.com to learn how your school can incorporate Heads Up Football for your team.